98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.
I have to say, yourself and myself had a day on Saturday that was spontaneous to a certain extent, and it was one of those summer days that was like an 11 out of 10 day that you couldn't have really planned for, and it just couldn't have gone any better.
Oh, I love when this happens. It doesn't happen that often. No. That you kind of say, oh, I'm going to be here at this time. Yeah. Whoever's around, pop in.
Yeah.
And then everyone happens to be around, the stars align, and you have the time of your life.
Yeah. So we all ended up going to Taste of Dublin together. Rebecca, you were going with your husband, your mom, a couple of your friends. I was hoping to get going. I wasn't sure if it was going to happen. Emma from News was going as well. And it all just came together at the last minute, and we had the time of our lives.
We really did. The thing about Saturday morning was when the day started, there was a sunshine, the sun was out, and it seemed like it was going to heat up a bit. But then all of a sudden I was getting ready, and I put on this, a shorter number is how I would describe it.
Yeah.
And I walked out to the back garden. I was like, I can't wear this today. And I was going to wear an open-toed shoe as well. I said, I can't do this. Anyway, the sun started to come out. I changed the outfit into a Guna and got going. My mum had never been to Taste of Dublin before. So I said, this is the year to do it. 98 FM has a Taste music stage. The Thunder Bus is there.
The setup is incredible.
The food's amazing. Myself and Brendan had done a cooking demo at the Taste Kitchen with Erica Drum and producer Russell, one half of the Gastrogaze, on Thursday.
Yeah.
So we knew what to expect. Uh-huh. I was really doing the set. I was like, guys,
you're going to have a
it's
ball.
The best one yet. It certainly was. So went into Taste of Dublin, and it was absolutely roasting.
The weather was glorious. The food was amazing. I feel like this year, the kind of the setup and the layout was like my favourite yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, really enjoyed it. And we all just bumped into each other. Mark Moriarty was doing a bit on a stage with Amy Huberman. We were sitting around chatting, just having the crack. And then we ended up over at the 98FM main stage where Spring Break were getting everyone going.
Oh my gosh, I love Spring Break so much. So whenever I first started going out with my husband Nathan, we were but children. It was about 10 years ago.
As a child.
We went to Taste of Dublin on one of our first dates.
Yeah.
And Spring Break were playing.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, there's no one like, they get the crowd going. Yeah. Everyone's up doing conga lines.
You know the man.
It's hit after hit.
You know the man who wears the sailor's outfit? Is that always the same man, or can it be a different man?
I think they have a rote of a few different people, but the man who was dancing and singing at Taste of Dublin for Spring Break was the man that myself and my husband had in our wedding band on our big day.
Yes, because I recognise him by the legs.
This is it.
He's got a great pair of legs.
We love seeing Spring Break so much at Taste of Dublin that we booked them to be our wedding band a couple of years ago when we tied the knot. And it was the same man.
Yeah, it was brilliant. So
I was looking at the start going, is that someone else?
Yeah.
Is it the same dude? But like, the set list is just 11 out of 10. And they closed the whole festival singing Maniac.
Yeah, it was brilliant. We then also met the most fabulous woman who we've been looking at for an hour or two, because she was just dressed impeccably.
Best dressed.
Yeah. And then we got chatting to her, and her name is Rona. And Rona is a massive 98FM fan. She's a fan of The Big Breakfast, and she's listened to 98FM for
years.
For like donkey's years.
Yeah, yeah.
She told me at one stage she was in labor, and she was like, you need, she's like, to help me in this situation, you need to turn 98FM on. That's how much of a fan. And Rona is just absolutely fab. Like, we had a ball.
Such a legend. Rona, good morning. If you're listening this morning, we had a ball with you at Taste of Dublin, and we hope that you had a great time if you were at Taste over the weekend. Club 98 last night looked absolutely brilliant.
Yeah. 98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Here we go!
98FM's Big Breakfast. Yeah.
Well, good morning. You are very welcome to 98FM's Big Breakfast's newest game, Who's Laughing Now? This is very simple and very fun. We're going to play a short clip of a very famous laugh, and it's up to you to figure out who it is. It could be anyone. Think Hollywood star, actor, pop star, sports star, TV personality. All we know is that they are very famous.
Yes, and if you manage to have a guess on air, the pressure is on. You've got one chance to lock in your guess. And if you tell us who's laughing now, you will walk away with a fab prize, a €500 flight voucher.
Okay, and now the very important job of playing the first game of Who's Laughing Now goes to Lisa in Artane. Lisa, good morning. You're on 98FM. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Lisa, how does it feel to be the first person having a guess?
Well, the bar is low. So.
Yes, Lisa, that's the attitude. Okay, we would love to win you this €500 flight voucher. Tell us, who's laughing now?
I think it's Jonathan Bailey.
Is it Jonathan Bailey? No!
It is not!
Sorry, Lisa, but thank you so much for being the brave person to come on air first and play Who's Laughing Now?
No problem. Thanks a million.
Okay, line two. Good morning, Shauna in Kildare.
Hi, good morning.
Shauna, how was your weekend?
It's great, thank you.
Good stuff, good stuff. Shauna, you are the second person ever to play Who's Laughing Now on 98FM. You could be about to win a €500 flight voucher.
Oh my God, so exciting.
Okay, Shauna, we know it's not Jonathan Bailey, but who do you think is laughing now?
I think it's Jermaine Douglas.
Is it Jermaine Douglas? And Shauna, Rebecca and me don't know who this is. We're playing along with you. So producer Russell's okay. Here to tell us.
Right.
No,
Okay.
But Shauna,
I'd be excited to see who it is.
And look, you're only the second player, so you can try again another time. Shauna, thanks for listening. Have a great day.
Thank you very much. You too.
Thanks so much, Shauna. Is Jermaine Douglas the fella who Nicole Scherzinger took the microphone off on X Factor?
Sorry, what a guess. I didn't know that's who that was.
Oh my God, Shauna, I am obsessed with that.
That really made me laugh this morning.
So we know it is not Jonathan Bailey and it's not Jermaine Douglas who Nicole Scherzinger grabbed the microphone
off. I think so. Is he Jermaine? Is he Jermaine Douglas? Jermaine. Who's Jermaine Douglas?
Anyway, we know it's neither of those. But if you can tell us who's laughing now, and we're not talking about Reb, we're talking about this one. If you think you know who's laughing now, for your chance to win a €500 flight voucher, WhatsApp laugh and your name to 0877 98 98 98.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Loads of prizes.
Including a new one.
Soundproof booth.
98 FM.
We had a voice note from a listener on Friday who said the way I say soundproof booth, I don't know if the phrase was makes her tingle. I don't know. No. Something happens. I don't know. Something goes.
ASMR type
bit of ASMR going on.
Thing.
Anyway, welcome to your favourite game. Plenty of prizes to be won. All you've got to do is send one of us to a soundproof booth to win yourself all of these, a brand new prize at the end of this. Thanks to AI, Rebecca and Brendan.
Win an egg chair.
An air fryer.
A butcher's voucher.
A trampoline.
A curly blow dry.
A Lido.
A garden trimmer.
Water blasters.
A €150 fuel card.
Dry robes.
A slushy machine.
A Dublin Bay goat boat tour.
A hot towel shave.
A takeaway voucher.
And it's getting hot in here. So cool down with this portable hand fan.
Ooh. Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
Portable hand
fan. I was away the other week and I saw people walking around with them. They look so handy.
They're absolutely brilliant. And good morning to Claire and Kilbarrack, who's playing Matchy Matchy. Claire, how are you?
Morning, how are you?
We're
sunshine.
Good, thanks. Oh, brilliant stuff. The sun shining in Kilbarrack. Claire, how was the weekend? What did you get up to?
Good, nice. Yeah, full of activities. Of two little boys, so very, very busy.
Oh, I'd say you're a flat out, Claire.
Yeah. So,
Do you have a portable fan yourself?
I don't know. That's something I have handy, you know.
And you could play a music video then, Claire. You know, blow the hair back. You'd be like Beyonce.
Oh, yeah. I could do one of them TikToks.
You could do a TikTok, Claire.
You could do the TikTok. Claire, how have you found Matchy Matchy recently when you've been listening?
Very hard now the last few weeks.
We agree,
Claire. Yeah, the words have got difficult. More difficult. Would you like to give your boys a shout out this morning, Claire?
Yeah, so I just dropped them off. So I have Senan, who is 5, and I have Fionn, who's 4.
Oh, Senan and Fionn, good morning. Gorgeous names.
Yeah, so we love playing. So yeah, to be raising, I missed this.
Okay, well, look, fingers crossed you can tell them that you won this morning, Claire. Who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with?
Let's go with you, Brendan.
Claire, thank you so much. Kicking off the week of sound.
Brendan is off to the soundproof boots. Claire, do you like the way Brendan says soundproof boots?
Oh, very fancy.
Very fancy indeed. Okay, Brendan's off. Let's try and get a Matchy Matchy this morning.
Oh, God.
Okay, your first word. Trip.
Trip.
Field trip, maybe.
So field after trip?
Yes. Wait, no. Road trip? Could I go before or after?
It's going after.
After. I don't know. I'll come back to
it. It's different when you're on the spot, isn't it? Okay, we'll come back to trip in a second. Your second word, true.
False.
And your third word, Kate.
Kate, as in?
K-A-T-E, the name Kate.
Kate. Oh. I was going to say Kate Price, but she's Casey Price, isn't she?
She is.
And then you have Kate, as in catching for the princess. Oh God, these are so hard. Kate Bush.
Okay,
Kate Middleton.
Okay, brilliant. We're going to go Kate Middleton. Right. So we have true, false, and Kate Middleton. But what are you going to say after trip? Trip.
Fall.
Trip fall.
F-A-L-L. Fall.
So we've got trip fall, true false, Kate Middleton. We're locking them in, Claire?
Yes, lock them in.
Brilliant stuff. Let's lock them in and let's get our Brendan back from his favourite place, the soundproof booths. No. Brendan, welcome back.
Thank you.
Okay. Are you ready to play Matchy Matchy?
I'm ready, Claire. Let's do it.
Your first word, trip.
Trip up.
Your second word, true.
I'm between two. They're very different. True. Blue.
And your third word, Kate.
Kate. Kate Middleton.
Kate Middleton. Oh. Brendan, have you got a matchy matchy this morning with Claire and Kilbarrack?
Claire.
You both said Kate Middleton, so well done. Okay, you got one this morning. Claire went for trip, fall, and true, false.
True, I was thinking false, and I was also going to say trip advisor.
I think I might have said trip advisor.
Claire, sorry we didn't do it this morning.
No panic.
Thanks for sending me to soundproof booth. 98FM's
All Day Big Breakfast. So, did you see over the weekend the poor Rod Stewart had to cancel one of his gigs?
No, I didn't actually.
He wasn't well, Brendan. Oh. So, he's basically meant to perform in California on Friday. Mm. And he had to actually cancel the show while fans were already queuing up to enter the venue.
The stress of that.
I know, I'd be so stressed. So basically, he was just like, I can't do the show. He had a respiratory infection.
Oh, okay.
You know, when you're a bit bunged up by saying,
well, there's nothing you can do about that.
And yeah, you know, when you have the sore throat, it's why you're getting the post nasal drip.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't say Rod was able to sing the best or whatever.
No.
These things happen, and we've all been there, you know, when you're just not well and you're like, I just don't feel 100%. I don't have the energy. But it's actually what Rod did next that some fans aren't happy about.
Oh.
He's annoyed a few of them. Mm. 24 hours after cancelling the gig, Sir Rod Stewart was spotted at the World Cup.
You can't call in sick and then go to the World Cup.
Despite Rod's illness, on Saturday morning, he jumped on a private jet with his sons, Aidan and Alistair.
That wouldn't be good for the respiratory, you know.
It would not.
System.
The ears do be popping. So he went with the sons to Boston for the Scotland versus Haiti match. So he flew from California to Boston to see Scotland versus Haiti. And listen, I understand it's not a match you would have wanted to miss because Scotland won.
Okay.
They beat Haiti 1-0 and it's a huge deal because they haven't been in the World Cup since 1998.
Right.
Scotland have been given a bank holiday for today.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. That big a deal. Okay. Well, maybe he wasn't able to sing, but he was able to support.
He was sitting in a private box. I suppose that wouldn't be too taxing, but Yeah, people are not happy that Rod Stewart's been caught pulling a sickie. Pulling now, maybe sickie. He was sick. We've all been there. Do you know when you get sick and then you have a 24-hour thing and then you're grand the morning after?
Yeah, and you're able
so
to.
So maybe in Rod's defense, that's what's happened. Or was Rod Stewart caught pulling a sickie?
Oh, like the awkwardness. I think I've told you this story before about a friend of mine who shall remain nameless, who was working for a fella, and she called in sick.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, not a bother, like, hope you feel better, whatever. The problem for my friend is that the following morning, she ended up on the front page of the Irish Times.
The Irish Times?
Because she went to Ladies' Day at Galway. And she looked sensational.
So she obviously like won a competition or has a right.
I don't know if she won or whatever. Yeah, she was on the front page of the Irish Times.
Imagine pulling a sickie and you get named best dressed.
Now, and do you know what? In her defense, she has an identical twin who she could have blamed it on, and she didn't.
She didn't.
No, she just went, yeah, I look great.
Well, Rod Stewart's just saying nothing, but we're wondering this morning, were you ever caught pulling a sickie like Brendan's mate or Rod Stewart? And Neil's been on.
The time I got caught sick, right, was when I was working in London, and we all went out on a night out, like the team, and I was working for Euston Station, ringing my area manager, calling in sick, and I was like, doing the whole like, oh, I can't come in today, I'm so ill. And it's like, the next train departing Euston Station is, and I was like, just hung up the phone. So yeah, I was caught rabbit.
I mean, you could say, I'm on the way to the doctor, I'm so
you
bad.
You could be getting a train to the GP.
Yeah, you know, in that moment, you're like, I can't.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Brendan's Big. 98FM.
Brendan, you've got a funny story about the World Cup on the way.
Yeah, lads. That's on the way. First, though, the World Custard Pie Championships were on over the weekend.
Custard pie? I'm trying to think if I ever had it. Oh, custard pie is in like a pasta del nata.
No, these are on a paper plate. I'll explain what's going on
full
here,
cream.
Right? These aren't for eating, they're for throwing.
Okay.
So the World Custard Pie Championships, they've taken place in Maidstone in Kent in England for the last 59 years.
Wow.
That's good going, isn't it? Contestants win points by flinging paper plates filled with a custard pie mix at each other.
It kind of sounds like the pie challenge, snog, marry, pie in Love Island that they do.
Oh yeah.
But they actually just use whipped cream and lash it in. Yeah.
It's not too dissimilar here. It's
but the cream rather than a bit of custard.
I don't think it's really a custard pie.
Uh-huh.
This year, 27 teams of four took part. You get 6 points for a direct hit to the face.
Yeah.
You get 3 if you go around the shoulder area.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 1 point for anywhere below the chesticles, right? A fella called Jeff Cook, he founded the festival back in 1967. And he explains what makes up the custard pies at this festival.
Some say the white of an egg. So we come up with flour and water, but to exact proportions. So we manage these very carefully. So it travels the distance, which is 5'6" or 7'8", and it travels to the opponent.
Right.
So I don't think there's custard in there at all.
Flour and water.
Flour and water.
Yeah, I suppose Vanessa it probably does make a bit happy. Of a sauce now.
Friends fear. More than 1,000 people watched on this weekend as a team named the Old School Ravers took the trophy.
Fair play to them.
They got the most points.
Yeah, I think I want a pie with a bit of custard. There's nothing like apple pie with ice cream and custard.
Oh, ice cream and custard. I like a rhubarb crumble more than an apple pie. And I like the custard that comes, you know what's in the carton?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that one.
Is it called Birds? Is it, no.
Is it Ambrosia? Is that a name?
I think Ambrosia do a custard as well as the creamy rice.
Yeah, I haven't had custard in forever, actually.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Friends beer.
Friends beer, I'll be having it for dinner. Finally this morning, the World Cup is on. So naturally, that means animals of varying species are being asked who might win. Do you remember... Do you remember Paul the Octopus?
I do remember Paul the Octopus. He was quite accurate, wasn't he?
He was. So back in 2010, Paul the Octopus correctly chose Spain as the winners of the World Cup.
Wow.
During his short life, Paul made 14 predictions. He got 12 of them right.
That's very accurate. That's a better record than Mystic Reb has.
And it's a better record than 98FM Super Sniffer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, 12 out of 14 is really good going.
Yeah.
Anyway, poor Paul is RIP now, right? But there are other animals carrying on his legacy. In Cologne, an elephant named Tarek was asked to predict who would win yesterday's World Cup game between Germany and Curaçao.
Okay.
So Tarek is an Asian elephant known for his love of footballs. Aww. So I just think he loves the game anyway, right? So last week, before yesterday's game, staff at Tarek Zoo gave him two balls decorated with the colours of Germany and Curaçao. So they put them into like his little area. The 4.5-ton elephant scooped up Germany's ball and just kind of like cradled it in his trunk,
mm-hmm.
while he stamped on Curaçao's ball and burst it.
That's a very like decisive prediction, isn't it?
Well, yeah, you and the staff of the zoo agree. They say that that was Tarek predicting that Germany would win yesterday. And they did. 7-1.
Psychic elephant.
7-1.
7-1. It was like, oh my, it was honestly just, there was no competition there.
Absolutely none. So Tarek
stamped out
predicted
the
correctly, stamped it out indeed. They've also got an orangutan named Walter who'll be making predictions as long as Germany remain in the competition.
Okay, they're going to keep this going.
They're going to keep it going.
Gosh.
Walter did also predict that game, but he predicted that Curaçao were going to win.
Okay, so, yeah, we'll see how Walter gets on now with the next few games.
That is Brendan's bit.
Get up. 98 FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.